the Biden administration ultimately agreed to pare back about $20 billion of the $80 billion that was supposed to go to an expansion of the IRS. There were some progressive Democrats that were very upset about this, but it was a real key point that Republicans had been pushing for. Another thing that Republicans had been pushing for were new work requirements for certain federal food stamp programs and federal welfare benefits. That means that there are some new work requirements for SNAP. We're still trying to figure out the exact details, but basically the deal raises the age at which adults will be required to work in order to receive food stamps from 50 to 54.
You know, it sounds like there actually were quite a bit of cuts that are coming out of this bill, and I know that Speaker Kevin McCarthy was very insistent that that was what they were going in to get, yet I also saw a fair amount of Republicans, particularly those further on the right in the very conservative House Freedom Caucus, expressing dismay with the bill, some even saying we're not even going to support this bill. What did Kevin McCarthy get out of this deal? Why are those Republicans unhappy with the cuts that were in there?
For days, members of the House Freedom Caucus, which is one of the farther right groups within the Republican Party, have been really, really angry with the final agreement that Kevin McCarthy brokered with Biden over the weekend. Their message, basically, is that the final agreement really went very far back on the initial proposal that Republicans passed earlier this spring. What they had been pushing for were really aggressive spending cuts to what they say put the country on a totally new spending and debt trajectory. And they say that that's not what they got. They say that McCarthy really backtracked in order to make certain concessions and finally come to an agreement with the White House. And they opposed the bill before it was even final. They came out really strong, encouraging other Republicans to defect.
I want to be very clear. Not one Republican should vote for this deal. Not one.
They've cast doubt on Kevin McCarthy's leadership in the first place. Ultimately, that level of criticism really stayed contained to a small enough number of lawmakers that it didn't threaten the bill. But it really did underscore the tension that is put against Kevin McCarthy and his pretty precarious hold over a party that has so many different factions right now.